You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. My friend just got a really great new job. I want to be happy for him, but I'm so jealous and pissed. What do I do? Let's get into it.
My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
I wish I was Matt King.
And Jed Brewer.
I wish I had a blue shirt like what Glenn's wearing right now. Must be nice having a blue shirt.
Must be nice.
It is pretty nice.
Guess so.
We are answering a question that came to thebridgeloud at gmail.com, where you are welcome to write in your questions if you have one. This week's question says, my friend got a really great new job. I want to be happy for him, but I'm so jealous and pissed. What do I do? And Glenn, I don't know if you can relate to being jealous of other people's. I don't even know how to finish that joke, but so what do we say to our friend here?
Yeah, we know exactly how that feels. I mean, we've all looked at somebody else's stuff and say, wow, I wish I had that stuff, you know?
Yep.
And I think what's funny is there are a lot of times where we look down on somebody because they have something. But if you offered it to us, we'd take it.
Yeah, so I don't want it. I just want him to not have it.
Yeah, he's such a jerk because he has that big house. Well, if he's giving it away, would you take it? Well, yeah, but if he had it, him having it makes him a jerk, but me having it doesn't make me
a jerk.
Cool.
And,
yeah, I'd be cool.
I'd throw parties.
Yeah. So I think we have this way of looking down on others in that way, even though it's illogical, and then seeing the lack of logic, and then we kind of look down on ourselves, and we feel like, I'm a jerk for feeling that way. And I think the first step maybe is just to acknowledge and embrace that, no, that's a reasonable, fair way of looking at it. That's natural. It's not good. It's not healthy, but you come by it honestly.
Absolutely. And Jim, we talk a lot on the show and other subjects about the need to get guilt and shame out of the way.
Yeah.
And I think people may not immediately think that that applies to jealousy.
Yes.
Because that we've been taught that that's a bad thing and you should feel guilty about bad things.
Yeah.
I may have just revealed a lot about my childhood there, but either way. But this is another situation where, as Glenn is pointing out, if someone has something that you don't have, jealousy is actually just that pang of jealousy is a natural reaction to that. And maybe instead of judging ourselves for that, trying to understand why we feel that way is a better step, right?
You're so right, man. You're so right. Jealousy almost certainly is morally wrong, but it's also the most natural thing in the world.
And fun.
And fun. Everybody experiences jealousy. Some people lie about it, but everybody experiences it. Everybody. And that idea of, I should be happy for you, I'm not, I'm kind of jealous, and I'm kind of mad about it. Everybody's experienced that. And for most of us, we've then gone that next step that Glenn described, which is now I feel guilty and bad about myself because I shouldn't have these feelings, which is kind of true. You're going to have them, but they're not the morally best feelings to have in the world. And now I feel guilty. The thing that's actually going to cause the problem is that guilt far more than the jealousy. And the reason for that is if we want to move past the jealousy, we need to understand why we feel jealous. We need to look at what are the beliefs we have about the world and our place in it that drive that sense of jealousy. Guilt keeps us from asking why. Guilt says you are bad. You have bad feelings because you're bad. That's the end of the discussion. That's never the end of the discussion. So we want to get guilt out of the way so that we can ask that why question of where these feelings come from. That's really what we need here.
It absolutely is. We're going to get into that when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
Two men go to the chapel. Two men go to the church. The first steps up to the microphone to give that speech that he's rehearsed. He clears his throat and begins to brag about how clean he keeps his nose. He's well-behaved and generous. Comes his crescendo.
God, I'm so impressed. You're welcome.
The other man kept quiet. He wouldn't even lift his face. He said, I am a sinner sitting in a holy place. So quiet as a whisper, he told God, hey, it's me. If you could spare some mercy, that'd be alright with me. Cause God, I am not perfect. Then God spoke up and waited, said his peace and made his move. Said that second guy's alright with me, yeah, there's freedom in the truth. Son, you are forgiven, so go in peace.
The Bridge Loud.
Welcome back to The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
I wish I was the host of the show.
Do you want to do the intros?
No.
print out the questions and stuff. You can host the show.
Seems like a lot of work now that you mention it, but...
A short parable about jealousy. Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
I wanted to be the host of the show, but then I felt bad about that desire, and now I just hate everything.
Yeah.
So...
That's the way all of Jed's stories end.
Yeah.
I wanted ice cream, then I got vanilla ice cream, and now I hate everything.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, I'm just saying. We get to the answer question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com, and it says, my friend just got a really great new job. I want to be happy for him, but I am so jealous and pissed. What do I do? And Glenn, we ended the last segment talking about how, as opposed to judging ourselves for feeling jealousy, it's a perfectly natural thing to feel, we may want to get into why we feel that way. So what is your best guess on why we feel that way?
Well, I think there's the fancy word for it is zero sum, but it's the idea of more for them means less for me. You know, if you can think of this in a concrete way, picture like if your favorite car is a 67 Mustang, that's like the best car in the whole world, and it's amazing, and you have posters of it on your wall, and they say, and then your best friend who knows nothing about cars buys a 67 Mustang, and he's like, yeah, I guess it's okay. You'd kind of hate that guy a little bit.
Yeah. Sure.
But you'd also feel like he's got my car.
Yeah.
He doesn't. You can buy another one for you.
Sure. You both have one.
You can both have one. But it doesn't feel like that. It feels like he's got my car.
Yeah, absolutely right. And that goes into that investigating the why of that. If we go with that particular example, you may not have a 67 Mustang because you have three children.
Yeah.
Right.
And putting them in a 67 Mustang would be somewhere between irresponsible and illegal.
Right.
And, you know, there's the maintenance upkeep and all sorts of stuff. Maybe you don't even want to do. You just, as you're saying, you just think it looks really cool. So when we get into that, it's, as you're saying, it's not a scarce resource, but that jealousy emotion, as we talked about, jumped in. As we talk about a lot on the show. We talk about a lot with the guys we work with in our day job, working in a ministry. Feelings are neither good nor bad. They just come up. Mm-hmm. And, Jed, maybe what we want to look at that can be helpful or unhelpful is what we let those feelings make us do, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you're so right. Feelings, you know, at the end of the day, they're not good or bad. They're just feelings. But the actions we take, those are good or bad. That's how life works. Glenn said it. It's true. Your friend having a good thing does not mean less good things for you. That's not how life works. You know, your friend hasn't taken something away from you. You can both have good things happen in your lives. And in fact, that's what friends want for one another.
Yeah, right.
We would all have good things. Here's what's crazy about feelings is we can know those things are true. We can know that he can have good things and I can have good things, but I can still feel jealous even though I know those things.
Yeah.
The reason why we need to understand that why is that makes it easier for us to do that all-important thing of actions that we don't feel like taking.
Yeah.
There are right actions that we can take here that would be good for our friend and good for us. And we want to take those, but we want to be clear, we won't feel like taking them. Our emotions say, why don't you go, why don't you go trash his Mustang? Because that'll, you know, now nobody has a cool Mustang.
Right.
But those actions don't go in a good direction. There are actions that will, even if our feelings say they won't.
Yes. Don't do vandalism, if we can really. That's not a healthy expression of your envy, if we can leave you.
I'm writing that down.
Yeah, we'll be right back to talk more about why you shouldn't vandalize things right here on The Bridge Loud.
No more.
We're back here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
To clarify from a previous segment, do not buy vanilla ice cream. You're a weirdo if you like it. I'm eating Rocky Road, and if you're jealous of that, you should be.
That was, I'm going to be honest, folks. I've known Glenn for a long time. I didn't expect that one.
No.
I didn't even see that coming. He's full of surprises.
Yeah.
Deal also
with it.
Joining us, Jed Brewer.
Glenn thinks he's so great with his fancy ice cream that has multiple ingredients. Must be nice.
We are continuing to answer a question, not about ice cream, throwing away all the questions we answer about ice cream. But this one is on the surface of it about jealousy. This question came into thebridgelot@gmail.com that says, my friend just got a really great new job. I want to be happy for him, but I am jealous and pissed. What do I do? And Glenn, one of the things I imagine we want to talk about here, this is a phrase we cribbed from our friends in the addiction recovery community, which is about fake it till you make it.
Right.
And how does that apply to this particular situation?
Well, I think for me, anyway, the way I interpret that is, because I'm kind of a jerk. I'm a little bit of a schmuck every now and then. You know, I got schmucky tendencies about me. I'm working on it.
But like it's walking down the frozen aisle and smacking cartons of vanilla ice cream out of people's hands.
Exactly. I'm yelling at people about Rocky Road at the grocery store. You can only imagine what kind of a schmuck would do that. Okay, so if I want to stop that, what I do is I try and imagine in my mind someone who's not a real putz and say, what would that guy do? And then I'm just doing that. That's not really me behaving exactly. But it adds up to that. I'm faking that, but I'm going to make it. I'm going to, you know, I will get positive feedback and say, yeah, that's just how I am. I'm cool like that. So I think for people listening to this, it's about recognizing that sometimes, as Jed was saying before, sometimes your emotions are kind of taking you in a sort of a dark way, a dark direction that you know is wrong. But you can mouth the words of something good and nice and supportive, and you'll kind of feel yourself meaning them somewhere along the line.
Yeah, that is kind of the whole theory behind fake it till you make it. Is in this situation, your friend comes to you and says, I got this great new job, and it's all this money, and they just gave me a car for being there, and it's great, and it's in this beautiful building. When you feel in your mind, maybe I could kill this person and wear their skin, and I could have that job.
Right.
What you say out loud is, I am glad you have a good job. As your friend, I am happy for you. And part of the muscle memory of saying that out loud, as Glenn is pointing out, you will realize in your spirit, that is how I should feel.
That's right.
And I will
get a
step closer to that. And Jed, we've also talked about some of the underlying problems here. And maybe when you get that fake it till you make it, when you purge that jealousy from your system, you can focus on something to do that's actually going to help you.
That's exactly right. Here's the beautiful thing about fake it till you make it is actions count even when you're not sure that you mean them.
Yeah.
If you say the words to your friend, congratulations, that is wonderful, it counts whether or not 100% of you buys into and means it as you say those words. Similarly, when you say, what's the next step in my life? I want good things to happen in my life. So is that working on my GED? Is that getting job training? Is that applying for a promotion? Whatever that is, it doesn't matter if your emotions line up or not. If you're taking the step, you're getting closer to something cool happening in your life. If you're walking the journey, if you're taking the step, success is on its way in your life. And here's the other cool thing. If you're cool to your friends now in their moments, that encourages them to be cool to you when your ship comes in. When in your good moments, when they're tempted to be jealous, they're going to have seen you model that and know how to be cool right back to you.
So, right, we'll come back to talk more about that right here on The Bridge Loud.
You are not a man that you change your mind. This is not a plan where someday I'll find that you've given up. Run out of love, run out of patience with myself. You made a mistake with the price that you've paid. You're moving on to someone else. Oh. No! me, you chased me, you made a way to be with me when we were apart. Every sin, every lie, you forgive every time. Your faithfulness never stops.
This is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
I'm glad to be here, and I'm really just thankful for the opportunity.
One of these days, he's going to sound like he means it. Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
Glenn, it's great having you.
Yes.
It's great.
It's still a little bit too much fake it, not enough make it. But yeah
no one believes anything you say in that tone of voice.
Yeah.
The good news, gentlemen, is I've had made our WWNJD bracelets, which is what would not a jerk do?
Oh.
We can all wear them and kind of, you know, remember that question in social situations.
That's that to ourselves. We continue to answer a question that came into thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This person wrote in and says, my friend got a really great new job and I want to be happy for him, but I am so jealous and pissed. What do I do? And as we made clear before, Glenn has a lot of strong thoughts about ice cream.
Yes.
Thinks vanilla ice cream is a sham.
Yeah.
A fraud.
Yes.
Something being put over on us all.
Yeah.
Big fan of Rocky Road. You know what goes well with some Rocky Road ice cream? A little secret sauce.
The secret sauce.
And Glenn, as we've mentioned, in the day job we work, in the ministry you founded, working with guys coming out of jail, guys coming out of addiction, guys and women, this is something that comes up a lot. This is this idea of all these other people have these good things,
right,
and I'm looking at how bad my situation is, and that really hurts people's self-esteem. It hurts their ability to progress into the next thing. So what do you tell people you're working with when they come across this kind of feeling?
Well, I think when you have nothing, you have the sense of, if I had a bunch of stuff, I'd really be happy. You know, the truth is, if you're able to handle those essentials, then that's the quality of life goes way up. But beyond that, I think we have this sense of, if I just had this thing, I would be happy. The truth is, happiness is a choice, and it's also the truth that if your life is empty in the most essential sense, having stuff will never fill that emptiness. So we have this void within us, this God-shaped void, as we would put it, that only God can fill. Some of those empty places inside our lives. So we can't get enough stuff to fill that empty place. So we have to have that sense of disengaging. Everybody wants to say, if you just had this, if you just had this, you know, we need to disengage from that and say, no, I need a deeper spiritual solution in order to fill that emptiness within me.
Absolutely. Jed, anything you'd add to that?
Absolutely. You know, God has, we believe, and we've experienced in our own lives, that God has good things for you. There's a saying in the addiction recovery community, don't quit 5 minutes before the miracle happens. The idea is that the good things are on their way, and if you'll keep taking good steps, that good stuff will get here. But actually, what we believe is that good stuff begins right now today, in that the thing that is most satisfying is our relationships. Those are the most satisfying things that exist, and the most satisfying relationship of all is knowing God, is having a relationship with Him. And nothing in your life needs to change before that can begin. That can start exactly where you are right now today, just by you sitting down and talking with Him. We found that every good thing in our lives has flowed out of beginning there. And we want to encourage you that if it's been true for us, it'd probably be true for you too. And we just wish you well on that journey.
And we'll see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you. God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Rock up and